Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Shavuos, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Shavuos, Shtayim, Shehein, Arba. A reminder of what we learned at the very beginning of the Masechta. When it comes to Shavuos, there are two types that are really four. Shavuos ha'oichel, I swear that I will eat, v'shaloi oichel, or I swear that I will not eat. Both refer to the future. I either will or won't eat, and both are beferish in the Pasuk. Then there are two more. Sheachalti, I swear that I ate, shalayachalti, or I swear that I did not eat. Two shvuas that refer to the past. We dashen that from extra words in the pasuk. Now, how much does a person have to eat in order to be chaya for violating the shvuah? If I say, I swear that I will not eat, so how much do I have to eat to be chaya? Zok the Mishnah. Shvuah shalayachal, if a person says, I swear that I will not eat, vachal kolshu, and he eats even the smallest amount, Chayiv, he is chayiv, devi Rabbi Akiva, azay halt Rabbi Akiva. In other words, he has to bring a carbon. Amrula, the Rabbi Akiva, so they said to Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva, where do we find such a thing? Heichen mitzinu, where do we find? Ba'oichel kolshu, even someone who eats the smallest amount, show chayiv that he's chayiv in order to say shezeh chayiv, that this person who swore he's not going to eat would also be chayiv. Can you cite another place? We know one is not chayiv malchus for eating things that you're not allowed to eat unless he eats a kazayas. So why should shvuas be different? Amalei and Rabbi Akiva said back to the chachamim, well, shvuas are different. I'll prove it to you. What are you asking me? Where do we find someplace else that someone should be chayiv for eating a tiny drop for less than a kazayas? Well, let me ask you something else. V'chihechen mitzin, where do we find b'medaber that a person just speaks? Well, maybe carbon. For that, he has to bring a carbon. When it comes to a shvuah, what did he do? Did he do something? He made a statement. Shazam adab, this person speaks, so maybe carbon. Because then he has to bring a carbon. That's how the Batanur explains it. The Torah tells us not to eat chazer, let's say. Okay, so the Torah also tells us that the Isra Malka starts from a kazayis, even though you're not allowed to eat less than a kazayis. Only a shayla, whether that's min ha-Torah or it's min rabbanan. But the Isra Malkus starts with less than a kazayis. The Torah gave us the Isra. The Torah tells us what the shear is. But here the person creates his own Isra. I say something, then I'm chayiv for not doing what I say. So if I say I'm not going to eat, and I swear I'm not going to eat, it goes according to the way people think. And not to eat means not to eat at all. So if I eat anything, even a little bit, I'm chayiv. Although the Chachamim don't answer Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. But the reason the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Akiva is that they say, even when a person swears not to eat, and you're right, he created the Isser, we don't think that he intended to make his new Isser stricter than the Torah's other Isurim on eating. And if the Torah defines eating as eating a kazayis, that's when he would be Chayiv Malkus, then the Chachamim say that the same should be true for a Shvuah. Sakta Mishnah Vayter. Shvuah Shaloi Oichel. Person says, I swear I will not eat. Then he forgot about his shvuah. V'ochel v'shas, he ate and drank. Ein chayev l'achas, he's only chayev one carbon chatas. Even though we say shtiyas b'chlal achila, that means if I swear I'm not going to eat, that also means I'm not supposed to drink, but he's only chayev once. He forgot, he ate and drank, that's like one forgetting. However, if he said, b'feirish, shvuah shalei oichel, I swear that I will not eat, v'shaloi eshta, and that I will not drink. And again, forgetting that he made those shvuos, he ate and drank chayiv shtayim. Here is chayiv two carbon chatos, because it's considered two separate shvuos. Now the Batanur explains as follows. Really, you just told me that if a person swears he's not going to eat, that includes drinking. Shtiya is b'chlal achila. So if he repeated and said, I'm not going to drink, I swear I'm not going to drink, L'chayra, that second shvua should not take effect, because there's a rule, ein shvua chal al shvua. If I say, I swear I'm not going to eat, I swear I'm not going to eat, the second shvua is not chal. There already is an existing shvua that you're not going to eat. The reason it's different over here, explains the Batanur, is that yes, normally when a person says, I swear I'm not going to eat, it includes drinking also. But because he said, I swear I'm not going to eat, and he followed that by saying, I swear I'm not going to drink, so he reveals that when he originally said his first statement of I'm not going to eat, that didn't include drinking. How do we know it did not include drinking? Because you see, he fouls it up by saying, I'm not going to drink. That's the reason it's considered two separate shvuos, and that he's chayev twice. Okay, our Mishnah told us, shvuos shtayim, shehein arba, going back to what we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, to the Rabbi Feirish in the Pasuk. Pasuk says, lahira oy lehetiv, that's mashmalaba, in the future. Either I swear I will eat, or I swear that I will not eat. And we darshan from the Pesukim that it also refers to the past. And that would be whether he swears that I did eat, or he swears that I did not eat. Rabbi Kiva says if he swears that he will not eat and eats only a little bit, he's already chayiv. When we say chayiv, if it's bemezid, there's a chayiv malchus, b'shagi would be a chayiv chatas. The Chachamim challenge Rabbi Akiva. Where do we find that for eating a tiny bit, you're a chayiv? Normally it has to be a kazayas. To which Rabbi Akiva answered, if the Torah gives an iser, like don't eat chazer, or don't eat chaylev, so the Torah says what the shear is that you're chayiv on. But if he's creating the iser, then it goes after what he's thinking. And most people, when they say, I'm not going to eat, that means he's not going to eat at all. But the Chachamim disagree. They hold when a person swears not to eat, the stam is kavana, was not to make his own iser more strict than the Torah's other isur. Then the Mishnah went on to say, if someone says, I swear I will not eat, and he eats and drinks, so it's like he forgot, and he was really over twice. Because not to eat also means not to drink, and here he ate and drank, but still he's only chayiv once, because l'maisa he forgot, and during that one time of forgetting, that's when he was over both isurim. Now the Batanura explains, if he, let's say, ate, then he chapped, oh, what did I do? I made a shvuah not to eat. Then he forgets again and drinks. Then taki would be chayiv twice. But if he didn't remember in the middle, he's only chayiv once. On the other hand, if he says, I swear I will not eat and I will not drink, that means that when he said not eating, he did not include drinking then. He's making a separate shvuah for drinking. And that's the reason that if he eats or drinks afterwards, he would be chayiv twice.